Well, we all cry, but we all don't cry publicly. We will talk this hour about why incoming House Speaker John Boehner is known to shed tears now and again during House debate, during news conferences, and during a recent profile on 60 Minutes.
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream, like I did. It's important.
So, are you okay with that, that the incoming House Speaker, John Boehner, cries quite a bit? When is it okay for a politician to cry? And is it ever not okay? And we will wonder, among other things, is there a double standard at play for men and women in politics when it comes to crying? What if that was Nancy Pelosi during that 60 Minutes interview? Would she have gotten away with that or not? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday, December the 23rd. We are going to talk about crying and politics during this hour, and we will welcome your thoughts and questions and reactions for our guest. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also comment on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Carol Rivers, professor of journalism at Boston University. Her books include Selling Anxiety, How the News Media Scare Women. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being back with us. So what do you, is there a double standard in crying in politics when it comes to men and women?
Well, I think so, although it is changing a bit. I think that if you remember that a tear seemed to have helped Hillary Clinton during the last presidential campaign. But I think that was because her image was already rather steely and tough. That's what she was trying to protect. So that seemed to humanize her a little bit. But generally, if women cry, if you remember some years ago, Congresswoman Pat Schroeder broke down in tears and was when she was running for president, was widely derided. So I think it is it has a lot to do with the timing and image of the candidate.
Let's listen to Hillary Clinton as a candidate. I think this was just before the New Hampshire primary.
You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know, so
she didn't actually weep or sob. I mean, you know, her throat, she caught something in her throat there, and maybe her eyes welled up a little bit, but she wasn't really weeping.
Right, and I don't think she could have gotten away with, you know, absolute weeping in sort of the way that John Boehner seemed to do quite openly. But I think that it's rather interesting because the people, it seems, that are allowed to cry a little bit are people who have strong images, who seem to be tough, and often who seem to be conservative. I mean, it seems to me that conservative men seem to get away with crying more than liberal men.
Yeah.
I remember some years back, Ed Muskie, who was running for president, seemed to shed a tear when he was talking about attack on his wife, and that completely destroyed his presidential candidacy. So, you know, I'm not sure if John Kerry had shed a tear, would that have been okay? It rather does seem to vary with the person involved.
Yeah, that's that. So maybe there's a double standard at play when it comes to conservatives and liberals.
I think so. It's interesting that Ronald Reagan shed a tear, if you remember the Challenger disaster in that speech, and nobody seemed to castigate him. I think that liberals are seen as sort of soft. Liberal males are seen as soft to begin with in many arenas. So if they cry, it's seen as wimpy, whereas conservatives seem to have this image of being tough. So a tear now and then is allowed. Although Boehner does seem to be pushing the envelope.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, he's a tough guy from Ohio, and I've even read about how he smokes Marlboros, and he's got kind of a tough image. But it's well known, and now it's becoming more well known to all of us that he cries quite a bit.
Yes, he does. I mean, I wonder whether that will at some point hurt him, because he seems to be he seems to cry kind of an inappropriate moment. It's not like he's in the midst of some disaster or some a challenge like situation. So I wonder if at some point, particularly when the late night comics start getting on him, that it might turn out to be like Jerry Ford, who was constantly mocked by Chevy Chase falling down. And in fact, Jerry Ford really didn't fall down much, but he did once or twice, and that was it.
Yeah, that's the clip that we just played from 60 Minutes. He, John Boehner, was really, really choked up, really almost sobbing over that he wants children of the younger generation to experience the American dream the way he did, and to have the opportunities that he had. And certainly that's a fine sentiment, but it is, he says he can't even go into a public classroom, a public school classroom, because he'll cry.
Yes, it does seem. I mean, he seems sincere when you see him talking about his background, which he was pretty poor, and so that it did not seem as if he was, it doesn't seem as if he's faking it, but he certainly does seem prone to tears from time to time.
Yeah, we had the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell just recently shed a few tears when he said goodbye to retiring Republican Senator Judd Gregg on Tuesday of this week. That's maybe a little different.
I think perhaps so, because it's a friendship, I gather, of a long time, and Mitch McConnell doesn't seem to be the type that regularly does this. I think these days we do give men a little bit more leeway than they used to have, because the male image is not quite so rigid as it once was. But I do think if a woman say wept as regularly as Boehner, I think she'd be an object of ridicule.
Yeah.
I don't think Nancy Pelosi, for example, could ever get away with that.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi made note of that. She was asked recently about John Boehner's tendency to cry, and here is her response. I don't have it on audio, but I think it was in the New York Times. "You know what? He is known to cry. He cries sometimes when we're having a debate on bills. If I cry, it's about the personal loss of a friend or something like that. But when it comes to politics, no, I don't cry. I would never think of crying about any loss of an office, because that's always a possibility. And if you're professional, then you deal with it professionally." So she doesn't cry over that kind of stuff.
The interesting thing about Nancy Pelosi, if you look during the recent campaign season, is that there were lots and lots of references to Nancy Pelosi as a witch all over the Internet. You saw that also with Hillary Clinton. So women have, I think, a more narrow window. They go between, if they're steely and tough, they're witches and the B word. But if they, for the most part, if they cry or show weakness, then they're sort of weak females. And I think the Hillary Clinton episode was a little bit different, because I think that she was trying so hard you know, because the idea of, you know, people were asking her, can you send in troops? And the question is always asked to women. And I think in that moment, that did humanize her a little bit. And the interesting thing is that in private, Hillary Clinton is warm and funny. And yet I think most women feel they have to be really, really tough, more so than men, who are presumed, I think, in our culture to be able, for example, to send men into battle. Nobody asks a male candidate, you know, well, could you send men into battle? It's assumed, of course, they could.
Well, here's Sarah Palin commenting on John Boehner's frequent crying. She said, I don't know if a woman would be given a pass necessarily. That's one of those things where a double standard is applied. I'm sure if I got up there and I did a speech and I started breaking down and cried about how important it is for me and our children and our grandchildren be provided great opportunities, I'm sure I would be knocked a little bit for that. She does say she respects John Boehner and that she said, I respect John Boehner because he has worn his feelings on his sleeve on things that are so important to him. But she thinks that she would not be, because she's a woman, be given the same leeway.
I think that's quite correct. And because also Sarah Palin's image, interestingly enough, is not steely. She's kind of, you know, you betcha hockey mom, very appealing, very sort of all-American. That's what she projects. So I don't think, for one thing, it would humanize Sarah Palin if she cried. It would make Sarah Palin's critics just say, oh, my God, you know, not only is she vacuous, but she weeps, too. So while her base of fans might be fine with it, I think it would, in general, she would not get away with it.
We are talking with Carol Rivers, a professor of journalism at Boston University. Her books include Selling Anxiety, How the News Media Scare Women. And we're talking about crying in politics and whether there's a double standard in crying for men and women in politics. How about a double standard when it comes to conservative and liberal men in politics? Is it okay with you that the incoming House Speaker, John Boehner, is a frequent crier? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Very happy to have you along. Hope you stay tuned. Coming up this afternoon between 4 and 6, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. After 5, news seems to be easier to swallow when it's funny these days, like The Daily Show or Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Well, the host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me will join Ben Marins today during At Issue to discuss the current trend of comic news. That's after 5 today. Should be fun. Right now we are talking about crying and politics. Incoming House Speaker John Boehner started a conversation about crying in politics during a recent 60 Minutes profile. We are continuing it this hour, and we're welcoming your thoughts and questions for our guest. Big deal? Not a big deal? Is there a double standard when it comes for men and women in politics or between liberals and conservatives in politics? Any concerns that you have that John Boehner cries quite frequently? He was really sobbing during 60 Minutes. He's been known to do this during news conferences and during floor debate. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Keith on Facebook writes, it depends on what you're crying about. Is he crying because he's mentally unstable or crying because he's passionate about something? I guess that does matter. Why are you crying? And I don't know if you can answer that, Carol Rivers.
Well, he does appear to tear up over real things, as you say, the idea about kids having a chance. So I think people may not look at him as being, you know, totally inappropriate. Although I must say, I'm surprised so far that more has not sort of been made of it. That I do think that if this were a liberal man in his position that was weeping as often, I have a sense that the particularly the right would have just made an absolute joke out of him. People seem to be letting Boehner alone in some sense. He's not, for example, being lampooned by the left, as far as I can tell, on a large scale. So he does seem to be getting, I think, a kind of pass that perhaps a liberal man or a woman might not get. And it's interesting to me, particularly in this cable news era where all these news clips constantly go out. And I do wonder if that will emerge as Boehner becomes. Oh, Boehner is not really well known, I think, around the country, in the way that, say, Nancy Pelosi was.
Mm-hmm.
And as Boehner gets better known, and as people begin to understand who he is and see him, you know, more on television and more in a role of power, whether there'll be more attention and this will become more of an issue.
After the 60 Minutes profile, the co-hosts of The View, including Barbara Walters, did take on this issue, and they were very critical of John Boehner, I believe, and I don't remember her name, the co-host who has more conservative views was defending John Boehner's showing his heart on his sleeve. But Barbara Walters went so far as to say that this is concerning because the House Speaker might have, or the incoming House Speaker might have, some sort of emotional problem.
It's interesting. I think that, as far as I know, she's the only person who raised that issue of having an emotional problem. But it does seem odd for a man in that position. Although we all know guys who do choke up and get weepy, and they're not necessarily mentally disturbed. They just seem to be. Have a pretty quick prying reflex. And the interesting thing about Boehner is it doesn't seem to bother him much. He seemed, you know, in the interview he said, well, you know, that's the kind of guy I am. Everybody knows that, you know, I'm an emotional guy. And he doesn't show any other signs of being unstable. So it may be that people look at him and just see, oh, well, you know, that's John. He just does that, you know.
Mm-hmm. The View was then taken on by CNN. And I think it was Anderson Cooper who put him on some list he has of ridiculous or something like that, he called it. And he took on the co-host of The View for taking on this issue, saying it's ridiculous, it's fine that John Boehner cries. So that's about all the... That's about all the cable news coverage I saw on it, anyway.
Yes, it did not seem to be it didn't seem to have legs, which is interesting because very often when you have men in power who have certain peculiarities or behave in a certain way, if you remember Jimmy Carter and the being attacked by a rabid rabbit story, which was widely derided. And people said, you know, he was what? When you have certainly the Dick Cheney incident about shooting somebody in the face during a hunting episode, you know, that really did have legs. That went on for a long time. So... It is surprising that John Boehner does seem to get a pass, and it also may say something about some of our cultural mores that around men are loosening a little bit. because I think that, say, 20 years ago, this behavior would have been much more commented upon, and he would have received much more criticism for this behavior.
To the phones we go, and many callers. Janet in Richland Center. Hi, Janet. What do you think?
I think there definitely is a double set of standards. I think if a woman cries, she's perceived as weak. My ex-husband was always roll your eyes tight. He rolled his eyes and said, oh, she's just crying again. Men are considered sensitive, I think, often. But I think with John Boehner, it seems like he cries at the drop of the hat. And I think, you know, it seems maybe to me almost fake, like he, you know, wants to be perceived as sensitive. And also eventually, I believe that people are going to be just rolling their eyes, just like they do at women, and say, oh, that's just John Boehner. He's just crying again. And I don't think people will take him real seriously if he continues crying like this. I personally think crying is fine, but I believe maybe he needs to get his emotions in check a little bit, because I really believe it'll be the eye-rolling type thing, just like they do with women oftentimes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Reaction, Professor Rivers.
Well, I think it's surprising to me that it hasn't happened yet, because his sort of crying is quite, you know, for a guy to cry that much in public does seem very unusual, and yet so far we haven't seen the complete eye roll. We seem to have people saying, yeah, well, that's just him. It'll be interesting to see going forward if the public will just seem to accept it as part of his personality, or whether there will be more eye-rolling.
I'm curious what you think, too, about her assessment, our caller's assessment, that men are considered sensitive if they cry, whereas women are considered weak, and that she thought perhaps this was fake crying to prove he's sensitive.
Well, I mean, that's a possibility. I do think that if a man chokes up, or if a man shows some emotion, I think she's right that that's considered sort of a tough guy sensitivity. See, he really has feelings. But I don't think we've had a public official, that I remember, who's in such a high position, who seemed to weep on a rather regular basis. So this is something new in politics, and I wonder if whether we'll just consider John Boehner, oh, he is sensitive, or whether at some point people are going to say, as the caller did, well, you know, he may just be faking it to prove that he has a heart. I don't know. It's going to be interesting going further. As John Boehner becomes more of a national figure, what the reaction will be.
Yeah. And on the other hand, Arlen in Green Bay emails, I believe John Boehner cries because he truly loves his country and truly believes in the future of our country. He is truly sad and concerned to see how government is spending our country into oblivion and destroying our children's future. So I guess it depends on your perspective, too.
Well, it does. And my sense, and I'm certainly, you know, politically, I do not agree at all with John Boehner, but in watching him, my sense is that it does seem real. I think you'd have to be an awfully good actor,
right,
to fake that. So it does seem sincere, and it may be that that's why, political opposites are not attacking him, because they look at him and they say, "Give the guy a break. It looks like it's real." I think if it looked like it was contrived and totally fake, I think there would be a lot of political attacks.
Next, we go to Mike in Milwaukee. Hello, Mike.
Oh, hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that John Boehner-like crybaby tendencies makes a professional seem psychologically weak or unstable. We certainly wouldn't tolerate crybabyism in any other profession. These John Boehner-like crybabyisms, it just doesn't instill confidence in a person's professional capability. For example, we wouldn't want crybaby military leaders who cry during military operations, and we certainly don't want a crybaby surgeon crying while he's operating on us. And I'll take any responses off the air.
Very interesting, Mike. Yeah,
that is interesting that we, politics is part theater, and I think we all know that. And I think that he's right. We certainly would be much more upset if we saw our surgeon weeping that he was, coming in to do the operation. We don't want to see commanders tearing up as they go off into battle. So, but since politics is a lot of theater in it, and certainly lately, very much theater attached to politicians and their activity, maybe we are a little bit more forgiving because we think, well, that's part of the deal. All politicians are going to give you some kind of a show, and that's part of his.
Thanks to Mike. Our next caller is Dave in Wanakee. Hi, Dave.
Hello. I think that that your show is pointing out something that actually it should be about being conservative Republican, because every liberal Democrat knows that it's okay if you're a Republican, and that means that any behavior that they would castigate on a liberal Democrat, it's okay for them to engage in it. Look at David Vitter. Look at John Anson.
I don't know. You have to be a little more specific as to what kind of analogy you're drawing there, Dave.
My analogy is with David Vitter is that the media and the Republicans will forgive him for engaging in sex with a prostitute dressed like a little baby, wearing a diaper. But if it was a liberal Democrat, he would have been out of office by now, because it's okay if you're a Republican.
So it's okay that John Boehner cries as much as he does?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. If it had been, say, Harry Reid, then it would have been a terrible thing that Harry Reid should have been thrown out of office, and all of the media would have jumped on it as well, and it would have been a really serious thing.
Well, yeah, we touched on that point before, that some Democrats, liberal Democrats, who have cried publicly in the past were ridiculed in the media and by others, Professor Rivers.
Yeah, on the other hand, if you are seen as too unfeeling, if you remember when Michael Dukakis was running, and he was asked questions about what would you do if your wife Kitty were, raped and murdered.
Right.
And when Dukakis gave a very sort of technical answer, which was, I wouldn't try to take my own revenge. I would let the system work. He was widely ridiculed as being unfeeling and this sort of technocrat who didn't even care about his own wife, which of course was not true of Dukakis, a person at all. And yet he was widely castigated for being unfeeling. So there's kind of a range in which most politicians are allowed to operate. Others are given more leeway, as Ronald Reagan and, in this case, John Boehner. And it is interesting to me that that a family values politician like David Vitter was reelected after behavior that was quite outrageous. Elliot Spitzer, the governor of New York, instantly felt he had to resign. So there is sometimes a double standard on behavior.
Thanks, Dave, for the call. Sheila on Facebook writes, I think it's okay to be human, regardless if you're male or female, a politician or a coffee shop barista, or anyone who's not a machine. People need to stop picking on our shared human natures. The media seems so concerned about the human nature type actions of people when they should be concerned about the effectiveness of their decisions. So a little bit of a slap at the media for even talking about this?
Well, I do think we do have the 24-hour cable phenomenon. You know, today, minor things that would never have been mentioned in the past or would have been just mentioned in passing become fodder for this sort of endless news cycle. So you almost can't escape it. I'm thinking of the National Security Advisor who seemed for a minute not to know something about the terrorism issue in Britain. And it was a momentary slip-up of a man who's widely regarded as very effective, but it became, you know, for one news cycle, it became a huge deal. So I think that any of these sort of human issues, whether it be mistakes or crying or whatever, do tend to get into that news cycle. And the question is, do they have legs or not? And the interesting thing with Boehner is it does not seem to have a lot of legs. Maybe it is that a lot more people agree with the caller that, hey, let's let people be human. Let's not you know, just jump on people for everything that seems to be real emotional, feelings.
Yeah, we certainly do and will continue to talk about the public policy issues associated with our political leaders as well. But we just thought this would be an interesting conversation, and it is one that is somewhat in the news. Judy in Oshkosh. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I'm kind of with the last caller that said that people are going to start interpreting it as faking because he's doing it way too much. If you do it once or twice, it has dramatic effect. If you do it way too much, it's going to be considered faking. But my other question is has anybody considered, has John Boehner had a stroke? Because I know that this is common in people who've had strokes in that particular area of their brain, where they can be talking about just an everyday thing, and then they'll start to cry. And my other comment is that John Boehner is no more concerned for the future of poor children. He's not crying because of that, unless you're wealthy and white and happen to be Christian. That's the only kids he's going to be crying about. So I'll take my comments off the air. Thanks.
I don't think John Boehner has had a stroke. Do you know Professor Rivers?
I've certainly not heard that said, and I gather that had he had one in his position, it would have surfaced. I must say I myself find it interesting that he can weep over the issues of children and yet votes against something like SCHIP, which is more money for children's health. And this concern for children, and particularly underprivileged children, doesn't seem to extend to his policy. So to me, there's a bit of a, as the caller says, there's a bit of a gap there.
We are talking with Carol Rivers. She's a professor of journalism at Boston University. Her books include Selling Anxiety, How the News Media Scare Women. We're talking with her about the story that's in our news media, or has been, ever since a recent 60 Minutes profile. Incoming House Speaker John Boehner was noted that he cries a lot, and we're wondering why that is. We're wondering if it matters, if it concerns you. We're wondering if there's a double standard at play for men and women in politics when it comes to crying, or maybe between conservatives and liberals. And we welcome your thoughts and reactions. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 9 this morning, John Munson in for Kathleen Dunn. Healthcare costs are 27% higher in Superior than in Madison. Join John and his guest after 9 as they look at the cost disparity of healthcare in Wisconsin. We're talking about the incoming Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and his tendency to cry, and how that's being covered in the media, and whether it's concerning or not, and whether there's a double standard when it comes to crying in politics. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our next caller is Phil in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Hi, Phil. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. I just happened to see an article in the Tribune last Sunday called "The Weeper of the House," written by Clarence Page, and it points out that Mr. Boehner has voted against assistance to workers whose jobs have moved overseas, against expanding health care for poor children, against raising the minimum wage, and recently against unemployment benefits being extended. So obviously, maybe he's crying because he understands what he's doing to the poor people in this country, making it impossible for them to do what he's done.
There's one interpretation.
Just a thought. but it's just...
I'm sorry, go ahead, Professor Rivers.
Yes, it does seem particularly odd to me that he seems to be weeping about poor kids and children having opportunities, and yet his politics seem to be denying opportunity to people who are disadvantaged, and it seems to me there's a... there's a real oddity to that. I did see the 60 Minutes interview with him. Went back to the, I think his dad's bar where he helped out. I mean, he comes from a family that is was, if not, poor, certainly was not anywhere near affluent, and it's odd that you do find that some self-made men do sort of feel that, well, I did it, so other people can, so they don't need a hand up. And I don't know if that's the case with John Boehner, but his voting record certainly seems to indicate that.
Thank you, Phil. Gary emails, I must say that crying or sobbing is an emotional response that some cannot control. I think it should be ignored, whether it's a man or a woman. This happens to me often, and I find it frustrating and embarrassing. So maybe we should just leave it alone, Carol Rivers?
Well, I think it's, if he continues, say, to sob at what seems inappropriate moments, I think that's going to raise issues. I do think the reason that he has not been hit harder is that people do see this as sort of human and real, and I don't think that people see that he is sobbing because he has some kind of emotional instability or some kind of illness. That could change depending on whether his behavior in going ahead seems erratic. And I think that would be the difference. If people get to the point where they think there's something wrong with this guy, he is weeping at inappropriate moments, and it's behavior that sort of continues and the media pays a lot of attention to, that could become harmful to him politically.
Doug in Wisconsin Dells is with us. Hi, Doug.
Good morning. I think another thing, once the people get to see and understand John Boehner more as they go through, they might just come to the conclusion that maybe this guy should not be Speaker of the House. Understand this. He is third in line for running this country. President, Vice President are gone because of something. He's third in line. I don't know. I've been thinking about this, listening to everybody else, as a lot of people anyway, as I'm coming down to there. It reeks just a little bit of bipolarism. I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist, but and watching the documentary on Lombardi the other night, a lot of this tough stuff, and then sit back and cry. And his daughter said that in the interviews anyway that Dad was bipolar. So I'm, one of those things. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
So obviously this is just speculation, Carol Rivers, but it's, worthwhile speculation to look into things like this?
Well, the caller certainly makes an important point that this man is very close to the presidency. If indeed he does have bipolar disorder, that certainly should not keep him from a position in government. I've not heard it said that he's bipolar. That raises a whole other list of issues as to, you know, what sort of disability might bar someone from a very high office. I certainly would not wish to speculate about whether he is or is not bipolar.
Of any
information that's so.
You know, there is on a website, politicsdaily.com, and I hope this isn't in any way journalistically unethical to pass along. Some are beginning to speculate that Boehner's penchant for turning on the waterworks, it says, might have some connection to his consumption of wine. And I won't go into all of the details, but it says Capitol Hill aides of both parties are wondering whether, whether Boehner drinks too much and whether that might have a connection. And there's even a web page devoted to it. A reaction to that, Professor Rivers?
Well, that's interesting. I don't know if, whether having, it depends on, I guess, how many glasses of wine you have. If you have a couple of glasses of wine a day, I suspect that's not a great consumption. If indeed the speaker is impaired because of consumption of alcohol, that would be something to be concerning. But we are getting on really tricky territory here. Apparently the man has served in politics for quite a long time, and I would be loath to start tossing these charges around unless we really know there is some basis to it.
All right. There is no evidence to suggest either of those last two theories, but it's something people are talking about anyway. Josie in Sheboygan is with us. Hi, Josie.
Hi. I was calling to say that I remember seeing an interview on TV with Barbara Walters. She was interviewing the top general that was in Desert Storm for the first Bush in Iraq and Kuwait. And he, during the interview, he said he didn't trust a man that couldn't cry. But I still think that in some ways that John Boehner is crocodile tears. And one of the reasons, too, I agree with all those other callers that said that his voting record is totally against. I mean, when you're sensitive, you want to do the most you can for anybody that is underling, you know, kids, animals, whatever, or people, adults. And I just think that I just can't believe that he's really sincere.
Josie, before you said it was Barbara Walters interviewing some
yes.
top military commander, or was it
yes,
George Bush?
Norman Schwarzkopf.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was, she was interviewing him after this was after or maybe at the very end of Desert Storm, it was called. Remember when they first
went
in there?
I was reminded when you mentioned the first President Bush that he's cried a couple of times himself. But what about that tough guy, General Schwarzkopf, says he wouldn't trust a man who doesn't cry?
Well, I think that we certainly think that on certain occasions, when something very tragic happens, the death of a family member, a 9/11, any of those kind of situations, I think that men are allowed to show that kind of emotion. I think the problem with John Boehner is that he seems to show emotion too often and sometimes inappropriately. And that leads to the questioning of whether this has something to do with something more than just a sort of tender heart. But certainly I don't like to see speculation that's not that. Well, there's no basis in fact. It worries me that people are speculating that he is bipolar in public if there's absolutely no evidence that he is bipolar. Or that he drinks too much if there's no real evidence to that fact. It does bother me. His behavior is certainly different for what we expect from a man, but I would be loath to jump in and do any of this kind of speculation when there's no... There seems at the moment to be no evidence.
No. A listener named Mark wants to know if John Boehner has a history of crying like this, or is this something that just came out of nowhere? Well, I know it's been for a while anyway, but I have no idea how long. Do you, Professor Rivers?
As I understand it, he has had a reputation for doing this, as is known, for crying in public occasions. It's not something new, as I understand it, that just happened. And Boehner himself said in the 60 Minutes interview that everybody knows I'm an emotional guy. So it seems to be something that's a fairly long-standing.
Jeff in Madison. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. My point is, I think the public opinion would change quite a bit if Saturday Night Live picked them up and did a skit on this. I think it'd be pretty hilarious. And I also think that's why a lot of public opinion changed on Sarah Palin, too. A lot of the Saturday Night Live stuff really, influenced a lot of people.
I think he's probably right, Professor Rivers.
Well, yes, Saturday Night Live becomes sort of almost a national touchstone. And indeed, if Boehner becomes sort of a standard, that could hurt him. Certainly, Tina Fey's impersonation of Sarah Palin became quite famous. And certainly Chevy Chase doing Jerry Ford greatly annoyed Jerry Ford, who was, in fact, a college football player and quite an athlete and not really a klutz. But I suspect a lot of people who remember that imitation think something about Jerry Ford that he wasn't. So the power of satire in late-night comedy can really have a sting. And it remains to be seen whether, whether this will be the case with John Boehner.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I want to thank you very much, Carol Rivers, for being with us.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun. Carol Rivers, professor of journalism at Boston University. Her books include Selling Anxiety, How the News Media Scare Women. Thanks very much to Rob Ferret, to Bill Martins, and to Chris Molina for producing this hour. And thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. Much more to come. And I hope you will also join us tomorrow at this time. It's the Week in Review. We'll get two takes on the top news issues of the week, including the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the adoption of the New START Treaty, and much more. Other top state and national issues to be covered in our Friday Week in Review tomorrow between 8 and 9. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.